What a wonderful day, even though it's so cold, to see so many of our students and their parents and our teachers, our principal, our volunteers, and all of our parishioners as our whole family comes again to Mass. On the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, and also in a special way as our patron is tomorrow. And I'll be, again, as always, I love testing the kids and where they're at. So what's coming up? It's a big week. That's the first question. Yep.
Catholic Schools Week.
Catholic Schools Week around the whole country. And tomorrow is a big time day for us. Who is that? You know? What do you think? What's that? The cross. The cross. Yep. Perfect answer. The cross. Of course. I could be done with the homily right now. The cross. That's why we're here, right? What do you think? St. Thomas Aquinas. Tomorrow, our patron. The name of our church and our school. One of the best teachers next to Jesus as our best teacher. St. Thomas Aquinas School. The saints. Which is amazing. Now, thank you, Carly and Lainey and Ethan for reading. I would say 95% of our adults would be scared to do that. I also thought, Carly, do you realize that you were the highest person in the whole church when you were reading? You were the highest in the whole church when you were reading, as well as our other readers. It's pretty powerful because you're reading God's Word. And that was a really important part of our readings today, about how important the Bible is. So, I thought I'd ask right away, because some of you have your Bibles memorized pretty well. Anybody have a Bible verse? I mean, we do it every week. You get candy for it.
No.
Yeah. Can you have one? What do you think, Wesley? What's a verse from the Bible? Yeah. Say it nice and long. Say it nice and loud. The first part. Say the first part. You got that. What is the one the other say? You said the other day, the Lord is my... I mean, just cakewalk. I mean, what else? Anybody else have a good one? You can think right now. What do you think? You got one? Yeah?
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. It's one of their favorites. It's actually one of the most favorite in the world. Yep, Davy. Yeah, Davy. You say that nice and loud. Open my eyes to see the Lord.
See clearly.
See clearly. Don't hide the commandments from me. See, the kids are better than me on memorizing verses. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I think it's so powerful to watch them, because I'm dead serious. They memorize things that I can't. I'm old enough. Doesn't work. So today we listen to who is the first reading? Who is the big person in the first reading? Really cool name. None of your names, I don't think we have any names of the first reading from who was reading to everybody else. Yep. Wasn't Jesus in the First Testament, or in the Old Testament? What was it? Who? Ezra. Ezra. Do you know what was going on with Ezra's life? Pretty crazy. He was gone. The Israelites were gone. 587 BC from the Babylonians. They took them out of Jerusalem. They destroyed their temple and they were gone. 50 years later, they were able to come back from a different empire called the Persians, and they allowed Ezra and his friends to come back to Jerusalem. And what was one of the first things they did? What was he doing? What was he doing? What do you think? What were some of you doing? Yeah. Well, they were building the temple, yeah, but before that even. What was
entering the Eucharist?
Almost. Who's reading today for us? Carly and Jane and Ethan. What were you doing? You were reading the Bible, the scriptures, right? They built a stage for him to do it so that all the Israelites could listen, all men, women, and children that could understand. And I love the line in there. I can use this as my homily, it's the best. Thank you so much. That Ezra stood on a wooden platform that he had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it. And then listen to this. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves. Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it. And he was doing it from daybreak until midday. Okay, how many hours do you think that is? When the sun comes up till about noon, how many hours do you think that is? All right, parents, how long is that? Daycare. How many? 6 hours. That's a good answer. All right, now I want to get into a game here quickly. I was watching on YouTube Family Feud, and there was an event where they'll always ask a question and then you can try to get the answer. Well, the question was, what is the time you see your watch the most? And the first answer was an airport. The second was like a movie. And you know what I thought? I thought it was, yes, exactly, church. You know how many people see their watches at church? For instance, imagine a reading is a longer reading than the shorter reading, or if the homily is over 10 minutes but 11 minutes, or if Mass is going beyond 1 hour and it's, oh my gosh, it's 1 hour and 3 minutes. Right? Ezra was reading 5 to 6 hours reading. That would be like me if I stood up here and I just gave a homily for the next, until like 5 o'clock this afternoon. Do you want that, you think? Well, they did. Which is so important because the Bible was so important for their lives. And then in the second I want to share is from Jesus. Because Jesus did the same. Jesus wrote and spoke about the prophet Isaiah. What did he say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. And he was mentioning how he was getting ready to save people, to go to those that are in just in destruction, in recovery of sight, for the blind. He rolled the scroll up, kind of like this, because they didn't have a Bible back then, they had scrolls. So he kind of took this, kind of like this thing, gave it back to the attendant, sat down like you guys did after you read, and everybody stared at them, at Jesus, because they knew it was somebody different. It wasn't just a reader. It wasn't just a teacher. It was Jesus Christ. And he said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus spoke the scriptures because he was the Word. He was and still is Jesus Christ. And praise God for Jesus in our lives, in a special way this weekend and this week with our students. 1,200 hours a year, our kids, our school, are hearing the Word of God, having a relationship with Jesus. Finally, last year we had 45 kids at our school. This year, 58 kids at our school. In many ways, thank you for your prayer, your time and your talent and your treasure to continue to help our school grow. And again, number one is to be with Jesus Christ, the best teacher, our Savior, and our friend, and our brother. So thank you for this day, for our students to come, our parents, our teachers. Praise God for all of us as a family following Jesus. People around the world, again, last night, somebody that was doing that race coming up, 135 Arrowhead, there were people from Brazil that came to Mass. And they have the same Mass, different language, in Brazil. Another athlete today, we have people around the world that are doing the same Mass because we hear the reading and the drums of the ear. So please stand. We'll then do our creed. And right after that, our students can do their intercession. Thank you.